Good day, I'm Anjuie Jabe Soyers with JRS Midday News for Monday, October 23. Coming up, two new senators sworn in, Education Ministry working to lengthen student loan repayment period, and Jamaica Fire Brigade celebrates Fire Safety Week. The news in detail after the break.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is working to make student loan repayment less burdensome for university graduates. State Minister for Education, Senator Floyd Green, says among the measures being considered is the extension of the student loan repayment period in similar fashion to a mortgage. Mr. Green says lengthening the loan repayment period will enable more graduates to grow professionally and live meaningful lives.
As you may know, in America, people are paying back student loan for 40 years. President Obama finished paying his student loan while he was president. But the reality, it means that he could have a family, he could pay down on a house, he could do other things that are important to the development of young professionals.
Minister Green was speaking at the Honors Convocation Ceremony at Northern Caribbean University in Manchester last week. Newly appointed opposition senators Donna Scott Motley and Damien Crawford were sworn in on Friday, October 20, during the Senate's sitting at Gordon House. Mrs. Scott Motley and Mr. Crawford have filled the vacancies that were created following the resignation of former opposition senators Councillor Dr. Angela Bromberg and Mark Golding. Acting Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., has expressed confidence that Mrs. Scott Motley and Mr. Crawford will contribute to the rigorous debates that are a feature of the Senate's sittings.
It's really a pleasure for us to welcome new and returning senators who we are confident and certain will certainly fall in line with our high standards that we try to keep as a review chamber. We look forward to the kind of cooperation and coordination that we all see. And we certainly wish you both all the best throughout your tenure.
Mrs. Scott Motley has also been appointed as Leader of Opposition Business in the Senate. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, is calling for more university graduates to pursue political office. Speaking at the recent Honors Convocation Ceremony at Northern Caribbean University, Minister Green said the country needs its brightest people to serve in government. He says the country will grow when young people involve themselves in the political process and support policies that can move Jamaica forward.
Not everybody has to be a politician, but everybody should vote. And if all of you vote, and if all of you are active in the communities, I guarantee you, you will see a different leader emerge. Because you're not going to stand for rubbish in your community. But too many of you have just detached yourself.
Minister Green also encouraged the university students to help build a Jamaica where its people would build the economy instead of leave. And the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has ramped up its fire prevention campaign as it observes Fire Safety Awareness Week, October 22 to 27. Assistant Superintendent attached to the Fire Prevention Headquarters, Nicholas Ogilvie, says the JFB has seen a downward trend in the number of fires and its team is working towards a further reduction.
The activities include us showcasing the Fire Brigade and our activities, what we do on a daily basis. We're doing our best as an organization. So we're inviting and employing every single citizen to be partakers of these activities. They are all free. And when we get these information, it will definitely change the way we think, change the way we do things. It is far better to prevent a fire than to quench a fire.
Training will also form part of activities for Fire Awareness Week under the theme Empowering Our People for a Fire Safe Jamaica. Disaster risk reduction at fire safety expos will be held in Maypen, Lucy, Port Maria, and downtown Kingston. Fire stations will be open to the public throughout the week. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.